USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ongoing efforts continue to help Americans abroad get home as quickly as possible.
As of today, we have repatriated over 27,000 U.S. citizens from more than 50 countries.
During a State Department briefing, Pompeo also says the United States is continuing to aid other countries who are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic.
We've now made available a total of number $274 million in funding to as many as 64 countries. That money will go to some of the world's most at-risk peoples.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer wrote to Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday telling them he cannot set a date for the House to reconvene for business after adjourning because of the coronavirus. Hoyer also told lawmakers they may have to make up for workdays lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
A hotel giant has sustained another huge data breach. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Marriott's confirming a data breach that's compromised personal information of about 5.2 million of its guests. It's the company's second major breach in as many years. The latest one involves names, birthdays, emails, phone numbers, and Marriott account numbers, though the company said not all of those personal details were compromised for every guest. Marriott says notices will be sent to all affected guests beginning next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department's independent watchdog found the FBI's disregard for its own Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act procedures extended beyond its controversial targeting of former Trump campaign associate Carter Page. The audit findings were released on Tuesday, uncovered a lack of properly documented verifications in dozens of spying applications. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Infectious disease experts from the Mayo Clinic have a warning that cases of COVID-19 are continuing to double. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Gregory Pullen, an infectious disease expert, issued the warning while speaking on the Mayo Clinic podcast.
On the 17th of March, we had 4,500 cases. Today, we are over 30,000 cases. This is doubling every couple of 3 days. And that's what we've seen in other countries, too. That's why the plea from public health authorities of shut things down now, or we're going to see this continuing exponential increase in cases.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says a recent conversation with the head of Johnson & Johnson was both powerful and enlightening as a fight to defeat coronavirus rages on.
Obviously, they are as big a dog on the hunt as any to have vaccines at scale, God willing, by perhaps as early as spring of 2021.
Murphy also expressing confidence in the state's many drug companies as they continue to work on the issue.
They are all diving in like never before, proving that it not just takes a village in words, but in action.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.